This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you as live as it can be from Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking Greater Oahu. The lead stories are movie passes, public relations is being run by a five-year-old. The Galaxy X has to be, by far, the weirdest phone I think I've ever seen. Sling TV, it appears on the surface to be in trouble. Comcast, is, you know that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them? Well, they're talking about coming out with a streaming box. That and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1326 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, November 8th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You too can support this show at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of the, checking us out and being part of the Ohana. Yes, you are joining the Ohana. Ohana in Hawaiian means family. And of course, if you're a longtime subscriber, we want to thank you for being here as well. But I tell you, the best thing to do is to jump over to geeknewscentral.com to get subscribed to the show. And it's real easy. On the right-hand column of every page on this website, you'll find a link for Apple Podcast. Subscribe on Android, which gives you an opportunity to use 15 different podcast apps from Android via email. You can get the show delivered to your inbox via email, on Google Podcast, on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're really everywhere that you can imagine audio content being, and of course, video as well. But there's also the standard RSS feed, and if you have no idea how to subscribe to a podcast, there's a more subscribe option on the website. Make sure you check that out. Of course, a little bit further down on the website is a link to sign up for a newsletter. Sign up for a newsletter. It contains everything I'm going to talk about during the show today. It's a one-way email. Comes directly to you. And we don't abuse you. We just send show notes on that and maybe a special announcement a couple times a year. Other than that, get subscribed to the newsletter. That way you're connected here. Of course, if you got an Apple TV, you can watch this show just by loading the podcast on the Apple TV by searching for Geek News Central. You can listen to the show on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device, whether it be an Amazon device, Microsoft, what else? Google Home, you name it. All you have to say is the keyword and then the words, play the podcast, Geek News Central. This show is live and sometimes we're more live than we are tonight. For some reason, there was some technical difficulties and we couldn't get the stream up only two places tonight, whether it be Facebook and on YouTube. For some reason, it looks like that our other provider is having an outage because we started the stream up over there and no one was at home. But you'll find this show sometimes at, or most of the time, on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and also over on Mixer. And of course, we go live on, of course, on Twitter as well. I said that. But hey, feel free to join our chat room. The chat room's a lot of fun. Hang out with us on our Mastodon chat server, geeknews.chat. It's a place to come and hang out and chit chat. Of course, we have a Slack channel as well. If you want to join the Slack channel, all you got to do is send me an email on that. You can reach out to me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter at geeknews. And of course, you can find me on Facebook by just searching for Todd Cochran and friending me over there. Partner shows include, and these are all linked at geeknewscenter.com, the GNC Week in Review, the Gadget Professor, the Pro Gear Site, the New Media Show, and Podcast Legends. Of course, you can pick up Ohana gear. I guess that's gear for the family here at cafepress.com/Ohana store. We do want to thank the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been with me here since June of 2005. So I definitely want to thank GoDaddy for being here all these years. It's absolute pleasure to have had them support the show for this length of time. And I'm talking with the team today. Got some numbers. We didn't have as good of a month as we would have normally had in October, but I've learned some things, and I'm very pleased to know where we are in relation to other things. Essentially, a lot of folks that are doing any type of affiliate type marketing or stuff like that, they've had some impact because of GDPR. And while this show carries the sponsorship for this, this show carries a sponsorship for GoDaddy, for those of you using the promo codes over there, some folks are in a lot more bigger trouble all across the space. But anyway, that's here nor there. But GoDaddy's been good to this show, and you have taken care of me by picking up products and services over there. Now, if you're new to the show, or if you're in the need to pick up a domain name or a hosting account, really the place to go is geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And really all the links are right on the webpage. And you can copy the promo code. That's what most of you do. Whether it be 30% off on a new product purchase, whether it be a .com for 99 cents, a new or transferred for new customers only, or a $1 a month economy hosting for the first 12 months, which includes a free domain, or a $1 a month managed WordPress hosting again for the first 12 months or the first year with a free domain. Those are some deals you just can't find anywhere else. Or 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. All my codes are on that website. Start with CJC and then end with Geek30, Geek99, Geek1H, Geek1W, or GNC free. So CJC Geek 30, CJC Geek 99, CJC Geek 1H, CJC Geek 1W, and CJC GNC free. Now, see if I can say that 25 times really fast, and we won't. But your support keeps the lights on, keeps the bloggers paid, keeps my insurance done, food on the table, the replacement refrigerator that just showed up today from the one that I had to pick up, and a microwave, which just arrived, which I have to install over the weekend. But so your support takes care of the show, takes care of my family here. So definitely appreciate GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. Pick up a domain, pick up a hosting account, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. So everyone, thanks for being here. Definitely appreciate it. And got a lot to cover. It's been a weird week, to be honest with you. It's been one of those weeks where it's been 5 steps forward, 5 steps back. And I just feel like, even though I've accomplished a great deal this week, it's one of those that you're just coming off of and you're like, dude, I just got more to do. And we're coming up for a long weekend, obviously, here with Veterans Day on Monday. So there will be no show on Monday. I am going to take the holiday off, and plus my son is participating in his final marching band contest, and I need to be there, and that's going to run late, and I'll probably get in here about 10 o'clock at night and face plant. So no show on Monday, so I hope that you'll give me a pass there. But lots to do over the weekend, no matter what. This, one thing I'll mention here, and I think I've talked about it on the show a little bit before, and this is non-related to the tech space, but it's something I've observed here in Hawaii. And can those of you that have parents in high school in the mainland or in the United States, the lower 48, Hawaii's part of the United States. That was dumb. But anyway, the lower 48. What is it with schools these days? At least here. Now, I'll give you an example. His marching band practices 3 times a week, Monday, Thursday, and on Sunday. Monday, Thursday, practice is 4 to 9 p.m. Last night, we rolled out of there at about 9:15, got him back to the house here about 9:45. Today, same thing. My son's picking him up in town. Me and my wife's in Spain right now. And then on Sunday, there'll be a short practice, or not a short practice, but another 4-hour practice. And then, of course, Monday's competition, and then the season's over. But a lot of these schools here have these kids doing these real late night activities. Is it that way in your school where you live and how the practice works? Part of it is that they couldn't get access to the football field until the football team was done practicing, so they had to go later. Another thing, too, is that drives me a little bit crazy, and I don't ever remember doing this when I was in high school. They have overnight activities. They work on projects and do team building, but they have overnighters. And it's fully controlled, chaperoned, they feed them, and there's, you know, nothing weird going on, but overnight activities at school. Do they do that at your school? To me, it's just a little, frankly, I think teenagers and kids need to be teenagers and kids. And it just drives me a little bit stark raving mad when you have, and they have to take care of the homework. They have to prepare for tests. They got projects to do, all their normal school stuff. And yet they're doing this late night activities. My son loves it. I wouldn't say he shouldn't do it, but I just don't like the why it has to be so late. And yeah, I understand you got to practice and practice, but they've been at this since like July. During summer break, they were practicing. Yeah. What are your thoughts? Love to hear your feedback on that. So I do have a personal confession to make, and we'll get into the content. My gym motivation has sucked. I'm like dragging myself to go to the gym. I'm just having a hard time staying motivated to go to the gym. It's just almost like I have to force myself. How do you, you know, for those of you that have hit that point, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that? My gym motivation is, because I just got so much other stuff going on. It's good for me to go and download the stress, but man, it's hard. It's been really, 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 really hard. And of course, I've been doing it on my own the entire time. So that's, I think maybe that's part of it as well. But anyway, I'll quit whining and we'll get into the content. Yes, this is a tech show, but this is also Geek News Central, where I talk to all of you about what's going on here and with me as well. Hey, Dave, thanks for being in the chit chat here. And I want to start off, first of all, how many of you, I canceled my movie pass because it just didn't work. I could never see a movie. In my opinion, movie pass at this point is now is perpetrating fraud on consumers. That's my personal opinion. But I got an email. I got this weird, weird email. It came midweek, and it actually pissed me off even more. For those of you that weren't privy, oh my God, can't talk, of getting this email, let me read this to you. And don't tell me this doesn't sound like it came from really a kindergartner. And the email started out, it said, a letter from the director of marketing. And they got a picture of a dog with a movie pass napkin on. Now listen to this. Woof, woof. I'm Choli, the director of marketing at Movie Pass. I'd like to explain why from time to time you may have had a rough experience with us. But it turns out that I'm a dog and I can't talk. What I do know is that I see these humans working like crazy to make MoviePass better and better for you as fast as possible. They are so grateful for your membership and support while they work it out. We're listening. We're learning. We're changing. What was this? What was this email that cluttered my inbox? What was this piece of crap that came to my inbox? Told me nothing about what MoviePass is doing. Didn't tell me what they're doing behind the scenes. Didn't tell me how they're trying to make it better. What it did do is it made a little joke saying, please, what she implied was don't cancel your $9.95 a month subscription that we keep stealing money from you and not allowing you to go see movies. But please keep paying us $9.95 while we do fraud against customers, in my opinion. This was over the top. Adorable animals. The email that came should have been a picture of whoever Choli really was, the director of marketing. And it should have had a heartfelt apology along with a credit coupon for several months of free service and an absolute point by point message of what they're doing to fix this abomination that is known as MoviePass. They were mocked across the internet. This is probably, in my opinion, the top five things that MoviePass has done that's annoying. Here's what MoviePass needs to do. Fire Choli, whoever she is. Idiot. But probably Choli is probably the owner's five-year-old kid, in my opinion. MoviePass customers are furious. They're angry. And they don't have a clue how bad they have destroyed their brand. They truly, truly don't. Hey, Dave, I just seen you jump over on the live.geekandcenter.com page. So, this is shock and awe to me. It's amazing. Simply amazing. It had been better had they not sent a single email and at least allowed the app to work so people could watch one movie. I literally tried for 4 weeks every single day to watch a movie on MoviePass. No movies available in your area. None. Zero. Zip. That. You guys. See, I've got a little issue with these folks. Is anybody having any luck with anybody else? Are you guys having any luck with cinema or any of these other services? I don't even know why we started going back to the movies, right? So we just stayed home and went to Redbox and got movies that way. You know, really. But it leads me to the next thing I want to talk about. And I have true concern. It appears to me. And there's several stories throughout the show tonight. And as a matter of fact, I should have had it grouped up. But Comcast is talking about launching a streaming set-top box for their internet customers. I already told you what Charter's been sending me, right? This $21.95 for 21 channels deal. We want you back. Da 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 da. Comcast is thinking about doing their own little box because so many people are cutting the cord. And as Dave says in chat, it's too late. Apple, Amazon, and Roku dominate. But companies like Roku and Netflix are in trouble. Well, Netflix specifically is in trouble. You look at what Disney's doing. Disney's already got a sports thing you pay $10 for. They're getting ready to roll out something called Disney Plus. And they're moving all the Disney franchise movies, Pixar, all those groups into, and they're going to have a monthly fee for that. Then they're taking HBO per se, and HBO's having a tough time. Well, HBO's pulling back and trying to do aggressive dealings with folks like Sling, which, you know, has had some dismal growth. They're in real trouble. Again, it's about over the Sling / Dish HBO standoff since November 1st. And it just, you know, what is very, very obvious here is the major television networks have figured it out that they are in trouble. They're in big, big trouble. And in order to keep the revenue coming in from decreasing number of cable customers, they're going to have to pull back and have a digital offering that they control. They can't let Sling have HBO any cheaper than what they're going to sell it to the consumers. And maybe that makes Sling a little bit of a deal, but they've got to keep their margins up. So, for HBO Go that you can pay for, because I cut the cord, right? And we're going to want to watch Game of Thrones when it comes back. And we're not subscribed to HBO right now, but I'll pay for an HBO specific package when it's a digital package, when it's time. So, all these groups, Disney, HBO, all these folks, they understand that their business model is an extreme risk. So what is bad for us is that we'll have some conscious choices to make in the near future. We can decide whether or not we want to revert and buy a Disney Plus digital streaming package for $13.95 a month so we can get done. Nat Geo and, you know, the few 4, 5, 6, 7 channels that Disney's going to offer on that, or we can get the Disney ESPN sports package and whatever, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7. So really what it ultimately is going to be is if we so choose to get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, ESPN, all of a sudden, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50. We're going to have our Amazon Prime, divide that over 12 months. We're going to have Netflix monthly, $60, $70, $80. Next thing we know, we're into $100. We get Spotify, Pandora. All of a sudden, we're at about $100, $120, $100, $150 a month that's going back to these groups that we cut the cord from to save money. They're big conglomerates and they are going to make it very hard. Disney's pulling content out of Netflix in 2019. So it's going to be up to Netflix to make up that difference in producing their own content. Thus, they're going to have probably raise rates at some point to pay for all that. Maybe we're coming to a point where only people like me still watch movies and stuff. Maybe our kids won't be watching as much quote unquote digital TV. So Sling, the cheapest of the major internet TV streaming services, only signed up 26,000 new subscribers in the third quarter of 2018. So this is pretty bad. If you look at the other ones that are out there, if you look at YouTube TV, you look at Hulu Live, those are the two that are doing pretty well at this point. Sling TV and DirecTV are in trouble a little bit, it looks like. So it's time to see what happens and how this washes out. But I think the channel folks, you know, they're at the whim of these companies like HBO in these contract negotiations. And ultimately, it's just going to cost us more money for all this stuff because they want to stay in business. So what's your thoughts? What are you being successful at right now as a cord cutter? Have you just completely cut? You're just watching YouTube videos and you're subscribed to Netflix and you have your Amazon Prime. Is that what you've got? Are you adding anything else? You know, love to hear how you're mixing it up right now. And are you seeing expense creep back up as you're adding more digital channels that you used to have on cable channels? Have you switched one payment for someone else? Do you think you're saving money over the long run? Has your internet provider raised your broadband bill? These are all good things to give me feedback on. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. David says, the first company that offers cart streaming service with music, movies, network, local TV will win all. And no, I think, David, what they need is, I like about 10 channels. I don't need any sports. I don't need a single sports channel. It could care less about that. A&E, TLC, Discovery. You know, there's some ones I do like some of the programming on, specific shows. I want to just add those, and that's it. I don't want anything else. So we'll see. I don't know. But again, a la carte streaming with music, movies, network, and local TV. Local TV, by the way, local TV is easy to get. You just put the antenna. Gonna get one of those TVs, those TV antennas that you can hide behind your TV, and you'll get the local TV just fine. Truly, you will. You will. That most of the local broadcast stuff is available. You don't have to sacrifice that. All right, switching gears here. Galaxy X. Oh my gosh, this is the weirdest phone. I'm looking at this thing, and look at this prototype, and it just looks weird. It's kind of like a phone, but a half tablet. And it does fold. But I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, okay, let me fold that thing 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 times and see if it doesn't break. It's really odd. And just to see it is weird enough as it is. And you just want, and it's unfolded. It looks like a tablet almost. And it's big. And you can almost fold it back upon itself. And for those of you listening, I'm showing some images off the article over on CNET. But for me, it's just a little bit odd. It truly is. And I don't know. I'm skeptical on this. Who's gonna use this phone? It's just a little bit weird. And everyone's been excited about it. But I'm just, for me, I don't get it. They've They've been working on this for 6 years, and they've spent $30 million into developing it. I guess cheap in the scheme of things, right? All right, there's an article over on MeQSub.com talking about Apple TV and Netflix guide tips, tricks, and troubleshooting advice. And they've got some advice on how you can actually, you know, there was one thing I saw in here. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that existed. So again, they've got some troubleshooting here. And again, Netflix is on almost every smart home device there is known to man. And of course, you can add it to Apple TV, of course. I use Apple TV primarily to watch movies. And that's, I've got a pretty good movie collection on Apple TV at this point. Makes me a little nervous, but that's where the majority of them are. There's a good review over Gizmodo talking about the cheap, or the best cheap Bluetooth speakers. And most of these are well under $100. So I have the link up in the show notes for that for you to check it out. And if you're getting ready to start doing some shopping, or you're thinking about some stuff maybe you're going to go look for during Black Friday. Also, Fossil has a new sports smartwatch that's on the street. And it's coming to be available for sale on November 12th. So those of you that like Fossil, you may want to check this out. Lots of color options, green, blue, gray, peach, and red. And what's the price on this going to be, do they say? It's going to come in a 41 and 43 millimeter case size. Going to retail at $255. So those of your Fossil fans, keep an eye on that. That'll be available coming out on the 12th. Gab is not out of the woods yet. Gab has cried foul as Pennsylvania Attorney General has subpoenaed its DNS provider. And this is a really, really weird one. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro is probing Gab's relationship with its new domain name provider, Epic. A subpoena sent to Epic dated Wednesday seeks any and all documents which are related in any way to Gab. Now, here's something about Epic. Epic has safe harbor provisions, and so does Gab. You know, Gab has been in the news because of the perpetrator of last month's mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. You know, GoDaddy bounced them as a customer and refused to host their domain. So Gab came back online with another domain provider called Epic. We talked about that on the last show. But Shapiro's subpoena asked that the letter be kept confidential, but Gab defied the request, posting screenshots of the subpoena on Gab's Twitter account Wednesday afternoon. Gab removed those screenshots from his Twitter account a few hours later. But a lot of legal folks are saying, why is the Pennsylvania Attorney General looking for information on the relationship between Gab and Epic? Ken White, a First Amendment attorney and a proprietor of the popular blog Pope Hat, says, I struggle to see a legit basis for this. Legal scholar Eric Goldman said, seeking information out Gab's DNS provider doesn't make any sense at all. Goldman pointed to a 2015 case where Thomas Dart, the sheriff of Chicago Cooks County, wrote letters to major payment processors asking them to voluntarily drop Backpage as a customer. Backpage had become a leading venue for advertising commercial sex services. But a federal judge smacked the sheriff down, finding that Dart's campaign had violated Backpage's First Amendment rights. Goldman doubted that an attorney general sending out subpoenas would be enough on its own to violate the First Amendment, but if it were part of a broader campaign to discourage providers from doing business with Gab, that could raise significant free speech concerns. So let me just run this by you again. You have an attorney general who has asked a domain provider and DNS provider to give up relationship and business documents on the relationship you have between a company that's paying for a service It's a little bit scary out there. We'll see. But if there are attorney generals that are going to go and do a campaign to discourage providers from doing business with a company, that's some significant free speech concerns amongst others. Link will be up in the show notes. You guys can read the details on your own. It's over at Ars Technica. YouTube is going to be labeling government and public funded clips. So this is interesting. Videos produced and shared by, example, the BBC are expected to get the labels. A BBC spokesperson said, as a public service, broadcasters, we welcome transparency on online platforms to help people identify trusted news sources such as the BBC. Other broadcasters to be labeled will include Russia Today, Al Jazeera, ABC Australia, PBS in the USA, Voice of America in the US, CNC in China. The BBC understands that videos uploaded to YouTube by Channel 4 would not get the label. A link to Wikipedia will also be provided so people can find more about each broadcaster. YouTube said it did not expect its labeling to be perfect and would welcome feedback about videos it's tagged. It tagged as public funded. Publicly funded. So no commercially funded, only publicly funded video clips. T-Mobile said it has blocked 1 billion spam calls as ready for call authentication. Wow. Since launching Scam ID and Scam Block, featured 18 months ago, the carrier, again, has blocked over a billion calls. Robocalls in the U.S. have reached an all-time high. Man, have they ever. With an estimated 147 million spam calls being made per day, I think I get about 1,000 of them. The ease of becoming a robocall has lowered the barrier to entry, and scammers begin form basically neighborhood spoofing. I just get a telephone, it rings, and it looks, it's like it's a local number, and I answer it, and it's some robocaller. Drives me crazy, but good on T-Mobile for blocking a billion of those. It's about time. SpaceX is taking some baby steps on its way to making its BFR, its Big Falcon rocket. SpaceX plans to use a Falcon 9 rocket to test some of the BFR's key features even before the company builds its full-size version of its interplanetary vehicle. The SpaceX chief Elon Musk has revealed on Twitter that SpaceX plans to upgrade the second stage of a Falcon 9 to be like a mini BFR ship. See, the BFR, or Big Falcon rocket, comes with a passenger spacecraft that can carry up to 100 people and up to 450 tons of cargo. The company specifically designed it for manned and big cargo missions to the moon, Mars, and further locations. SpaceX is even hoping to use the BFR to establish a Martian base and colony in the future. So June of 2019... potentially we're going to see one of the test launches. So they got a lot of dynamics to work out on this BFR. This thing is going to be some serious lifting power, and the resonant frequencies and getting those rocket engines all tied together. They got to get that science right, and they're probably going to blow up a few rockets in the process, but we'll see. We'll see what happens here with the BFR. But think about that, 450 tons of cargo. That's simply incredible. Well, the folks at The Verge have reviewed and provided some feedback on the Facebook portal. And there's not a lot of positive things about the Facebook portal, The Verge has to say. It says it does Messenger video calls real good, but beyond that, they don't know if they can really trust this device based on all the things going on with Facebook. So sure, you can listen to a Pandora or Spotify, or you can watch some YouTube videos or the Food Network. You can look at your contacts, listen to iHeartRadio, but you guys know I'm not a fan of iHeart, but I don't know. Anybody bought one of these? Has anyone in this audience bought one of these devices from Facebook? Have you bought a Facebook portal? Please, please, please tell me if you have. You know, $199 and $349 is the price points. If you bought one, I'd love to hear from you. I know on the show when we've talked about the Google Home, or we've talked about Cortana, or matter of fact, she just blinked down there. Or we've talked.
I did not quite catch that. Can you please repeat?
No, go to sleep. It was supposed to not wake up on saying that word. And of course, A-L-E-X-A, of course. But it's just we're too weirded out about what's going on with Facebook now. And I just don't think this is going to sell well. If you bought one, I want to hear from you for sure. Amazon has released a A-L-E-X-A app for Windows 10. It doesn't support Spotify or Pandora. So it's available via the Microsoft Store. And all users in the US, UK, and Germany can grab the app. And if you have a compatible computer, you'll be able to use A-L-E-X-A hands-free. For everyone else, it's a matter of clicking a button or hitting a keyboard shortcut to activate the voice assistant. So the app's functions are pretty limited right now. You can't use it to, it can't handle video calls, or PC-specific features should arrive next year. So anyway, that's the limitation on Windows 10. Doesn't sound like it will do much. Google has made an announcement today. The CEO has apologized following the mass walkout by Googlers, then bungles justification for censored Chinese search. They're vowing to take claims of sexual assault harassment seriously, just like privacy. And so they've come up with a number of things they're going to do. It falls well short of what the protesters were requesting, but I guess it's a start. And they're also warning executives, check this out, and this should not come as a surprise. They noted that in 20% of harassment reports, the perpetrator had been drinking alcohol. The company says it expects corporate leaders, directors, VPs, and SVPs to take steps to limit excessive drinking during company-related activities. Google's leaving the methods for discouraging drunkenness, drink limits, drink ticket systems, or the like to its executive, but it says further restrictions will follow if the problem continues. You know, having been in the Navy for 25 years, I would say for about the first 15 years, the Navy was like, well, sailors were sailors and we drank a lot. We partied pretty hard and we worked hard and we played hard. But at a certain point, the Navy got to the point where they didn't like the reputation of drunk sailors at liberty calls and getting in fights and, you know, everything else that goes along with drinking liquor after having been locked up on a ship for, you know, 3 to 4 months. fights over girls, frustrations with the people that you work with finally comes to a head after a few beers. So what they did is they really started to crack down on the booze and, really cracked down to the point today. Sailors get an incredibly big amount of trouble for excess in drinking. It's very, very serious. They take it very, very seriously. And so because it's so tight, in making sure that these guys are behaving themselves and gals, is that now when something happens, it makes big news, where before it was kind of like the daily norm. But I'd be curious to see what happens when Google brings the hammer down on the rest of these execs and say, no, you can't drink at company functions. And that's what kind of happened in the Navy. There was, you know, senior management people, no, you can't drink. You have to be the sober one and be the adult and babysit your cohorts. So this is what they're doing. Too much drinking. People get handsy and get in trouble. You know, that's what, you know, get a little bold. You know, you got nerds working behind desks doing code. And, you know, they don't have much of a social life. And, of course, maybe they've had their eye on a gal across the, you know, the way. And then they go to a party and get drinking a few times or drinking a few beers. And then these guys get some liquid courage. And it ends badly because they just don't have any social skills. And ends up with an harassment charge. So, yep. We'll see where this goes. Be interesting. Alcohol, maybe the Google campus will become booze free. These pop-up stores, you guys have been in a Macy's or something like that and saw a pop-up store before? My daughter was running a pop-up store for a company that was doing a new line of clothing. She doesn't do that anymore, but Facebook has some pop-up stores in shopping malls like Macy's now. And to me, it just seems a little weird. I would understand if Amazon had a pop-up store, but Facebook having a pop-up store just seems weird to me. It does. But you might be buying stuff from Facebook soon. All right. So I did talk in the earlier show about Disney's new Netflix rival will be called Disney Plus. And I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. That was from CNBC. We reported on that. I have to laugh here. The folks from Lifehacker came out with the best and worst airports in the United States. And I thought, oh man, Honolulu is going to be at the bottom. So Phoenix is number one, Salt Lake number two, meaning good. Portland number three, San Diego number four, Tampa number five, Charlotte number six, Philly number seven. I will disagree. Philly is horrible. Horrible airport. Not efficient at all. Washington Dulles? Come on. Not easy to get around. It's not. Washington Dulles is not a great airport. Houston Bush, Washington Reagan. At least you can get in and out of that pretty fast. Las Vegas isn't bad. Honolulu is number 13. How is that possible? It was number 8 before. Honolulu Airport is the worst. It's disgustingly the worst. Not many food options. The terminals all bust up. It just goes on and on. Now, here's the bottom ones. And this is what I was surprised. He said Detroit's worse than Honolulu. No way. Detroit's much nicer than Honolulu. I will agree, though, that New York Kennedy is at the bottom of the list. That's probably one of the worst. And LaGuardia as well. And Newark, yes. Chicago O'Hare, they're saying, is ranked 25th. I think Chicago is pretty good. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. I could cut my own list here. This, I don't agree with some of these findings. For sure. San Francisco is efficient, very efficient to get around. If you're hubbing there, it's fantastic. It's a little bit of a long ride to the rental car place. Of course, it is kind of that way at LA as well. Detroit's usually pretty quick to the rental car place, and getting in and get out of Detroit's not bad. I think Vegas is very efficient. So, I don't know. I look at airports. How fast I can get in, get checked in, get to my gate. Is it comfortable at the gate? Is there food and shopping options? Are the bathrooms clean? What airport was I in recently where... Oh, Newark. Hey, I'm telling you, if you have to use the toilet at Newark, it's like... They have these massive terminals, and you go in the bathroom and there's three stalls and four urinals. for like 100 feet in every direction and 5,000 people trying to go through them. It's the worst. Better have a membership to a lounge. Switching gears here completely. BBC saying thousands still watch TV in black and white. How is that possible? More than 7,000 people in the UK still watch TV in black and white. This has got to be some sort of scam, right? They're paying for a black and white license and are actually getting color? Do they even sell black and white TVs anymore? This cannot be possible. It's got to be some deal. The number of black and white licenses almost halved in the past 5 years. It's down from 212,000 in 2000. I'm astounded on this. Why we still love our black and white TVs. Last month, the organization said more than 26,000 young people age 18 to 25 were caught watching TV or BBC iPlayer without a TV license, of course. A black and white license has one distinct advantage over its color. It is a third of the price at £50 a year compared to £150 per year for color. That's what they're doing. They're buying a black and white and watching color. No way they're watching black and white. My goodness. Over at the Tech Hive, they've got a good tutorial on Fire TV and how-to tips and making the most of Amazon media streamers. And this is a pretty good article. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Also this weekend, three huge asteroids will fly dangerously close to Earth. So the biggest is predicted to measure 30 meters across and will pass us on November 10th. And the asteroid is predicted to, there's another one between 13 and 28. How close are they going to get? They are going to get around 861,000 miles away from Earth during its closest approach. 16 minutes, another one pass. How far out is that one? Oh, one is going to pass 237,000 miles out. So keep your eyes peeled on the sky for a big boom. Netflix Hack Day introduced eye tracking for navigation. So it's something that some hackathon came up with. I don't know if I want my eyes tracked for navigation, but maybe for someone that's vision impaired, that works out really, really well. The PlayStation Classic is $100 worth of 90s nostalgia. And all that's old will be new again. And of course, the PlayStation Classic is like the Nintendo Classic and Super Nintendo Classic. So up to 100 games here. So, wow, is that right? $100 worth of, $100 worth of 90s nostalgia. It doesn't have 100 games. And we talked a little bit about that on the last show. So I'll have that up for you in the show notes. Facebook has a new unsend feature. We'll give you 10 minutes to delete a messenger message. And that's in case someone didn't already see it within the first 10 minutes because everyone's on their phones all the time. But that's pretty cool. If you send something, you want to recall it, you can. Google Files app has gotten a redesign, has been renamed. Google launched its Files Go app in December of last year. The lightweight file manager was meant to free up spaces on device. Google developed Files Go, particularly for users in emerging markets, and it's rebranding Files Go to Files by Google. So I've never used this particular app, but for those of you who have, keep an eye out on that. All right, PC World is announcing some Black Friday deals, and everything from Amazon devices to Apple devices to gaming accessories to home theater to monitors to PCs. Really across Best Buy. Who else? Most of these links are just Best Buy. So they've got... How come they're saying these are the best? So Amazon, Best Buy. Who else? Just two companies. That's all they're showing here in these deals. Well, anyway, there you have it. If you want to know what Amazon and Best Buy is doing for Black Friday, link will be in the show notes. T-Mobile temporarily dropped its prepaid unlimited plan to $50 Verizon has done the same. I think AT&T as well. So prepaid plans have gotten a lot cheaper. Also, if you live in one of those areas where you need a thermostat, you know, I don't have a thermostat here in my home in Hawaii. Any of you probably are like, wow, that's cool. I don't have a central air conditioning. And we obviously don't have to have a heat, you know, a furnace. But there's a whole list of very, very cool thermostats, smart thermostats. Everyone knows about Best, Nest. Everyone knows about that. But there's some other ones out there, the Ecobee and there's the Ecobee Smart, the Ecobee Light. That's the only three. And of course, the Nest Thermostat E. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes if you're looking for one of these digital thermostats. Some of you may have had a problem with Windows 10 and seeing erroneous product activation issues. If you have, Microsoft has resolved that. So you should be able to get your Windows activation in if you couldn't in recent days. Finally here, a security flaw on DJI's website and apps have exposed account to hackers and drone live feeds, which is interesting. It took about 6 months for DJI to fix a security vulnerability across its websites and apps, which, if exploited, could have given an attacker unfettered access to a drone's owner's account. I don't store anything on DJI's account. Everything goes on a stick. I don't put anything up on DJI that I don't have to. All right, let me see what I've got here in the email. I did think I had something that came in. Is that the right? Yeah, let me look here. Got an email from Tom. It's here. He says, "Hey Tom, Todd, my name is Tom Marquette, and Tom, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?" He says, "We met some years ago when we were young." Oh, yes, that's true. "I'm writing my milestone in the 100 Word Stories podcast. In 2 weeks, the 10,000th story will be posted on our weekly challenge. 10,000 45-second podcasts. That's 125 hours of production, 1 million words. The challenge is in its 655th week. In that time, only the flooding in Houston has stopped the challenge twice in all those years. Many of us have written stories while in the hospital. Over the last 12 years, we've had over 475 authors. One of our authors has a post for 10 years in a row. I myself am just shy of posting my 1,000th story, perhaps a short out. What a long, strange trip it has been." And of course, the website is one a day until the day I die.com. Check that out. One, that's pretty cool. It's not like taking one a day vitamins. One a day until the day I die.com. Tom, thanks for that. Of course, it was formerly the Footnotes podcast, but glad to see you're doing well, Tom. Nice to hear from you. That's how it's done, folks. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the show. Of course, I'm looking here in the chat room. Rick, hey, how you doing? He says, they have to pay a fee to own and use a TV in the UK. I know that. But I think some people are getting their license for their color TV, but paying black and white prices. What camera do I use for GNC? I have a NDI HX PTZ camera is what I have. That's what I'm using on this camera right here. So, it's a digital, it has an HDMI out, has an SDI out, but it also connects via a LAN cable. And, that's how the digital signal is actually sent over to the TriCaster. NDI is pretty cool, Rick. If you're using Wirecast, Wirecast will support this camera. You just plug it into your network and Wirecast will see it. Okay, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. I'll be back with you a week from today. No show on Monday because of Veterans Day. I'll take the day off. And for my sanity and yours, but I appreciate you all being here and being part of the Ohana. And we continue this march forward in this journey together, as Tom said in his email. What a crazy journey it has been. Anyway, we'll see you next time, everyone. Take care. Thanks for being here. Take care. Aloha.